So when people hear that franchises are awarded, it is really a mutual vetting process. It is designed to be a true long-term partnership between franchise owner, you, and franchisor, them.
Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we are going to talk about a part of the process we take clients through, which is really the awards process. And oftentimes, we work with folks who think that when it comes to franchising and owning a franchising, that they simply get to choose which franchise they want to own, whip out their checkbook, and voila, it is theirs. But, and I cannot stress this enough, that is not the case. Franchises are awarded. They are not bought and sold. Today, we're going to talk about what does this really mean? What does the awards process piece of it look like? And how can you make sure you are awarded the franchise you want to own? But before we dive into all of this, first, let's tell you again who we are. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help our clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own and to get awarded. And our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. That's who we are. Now, what does it mean to be awarded a franchise? What does that mean? I thought I just got the pick and I bought it. Or even worse, this is kind of like nails on the chalkboard in the franchising industry when somebody says, oh, they're just trying to sell me a franchise. No, they are not. Again, can't stress that enough. This is a partnership. These are awarded. So we've talked before in episodes about different parts of the discovery process and what that overall looks like from the time we introduce people to franchises to getting to that award and signing a franchise agreement. It takes 6 to 8 weeks through there. There are easily a dozen plus steps that we're going to help people go through as we're vetting the franchise. Again, a few of these things we've talked about on other episodes, going through the franchise disclosure document or the FDD, the validation calls with owners, the discovery day or the meet the team day, which is really basically kind of the next to last step before being awarded the franchise. And a couple of things that come up sometimes, especially for folks that have been, you know, have had great careers in the corporate world. You should be very proud of that. But it really doesn't mean nearly as much as people think when they start vetting a franchise. It's one thing if you're going into, you know, I've been vice president of blah, 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 and I'm going to interview for another vice president job. You got to totally, you know, sell yourself on all those corporate things. But being a kind of a, you know it all and spending 20 minutes talking about how great you are doesn't really make that franchise feel all warm and fuzzy about the partnership, because that's what this is. This is a true partnership for both sides. We talk throughout the discovery process. My cheesy analogy, it's like dating, right? So, you can go on a date with whoever you want, right? And I might think I'm the funniest dude on the planet. And on that first date, I'm telling jokes and I'm laughing, or things I might think that are jokes. And I might think I'm super handsome, but guess what? If the person I'm on the date with doesn't think I'm funny, doesn't think I'm good looking, and thinks I'm kind of smelly, I might really want to go out with them again, but they're not going to go out with me, right? It's not just me wanting to do that. Now, I'd like to point out none of those things are true or have ever happened in my dating life, because I am funny and handsome. They definitely wanted to go out with me again, and I'm sticking to that. But for us, it's the same thing in the franchising world. Yes, you may have some interest in taking that next step with that franchise. they need to think that as well. And they need to understand that you can follow a plan, right? The number one thing in franchising for a franchise, can this potential owner follow a plan? Do they think they know everything? Do they think their you-know-what doesn't stink? Are they understanding where their skill sets are coming into play? How is that going to get utilized as an owner for that franchise? And then trust the system that is in place by the franchisor. Being able to know the difference between questioning and asking questions. Asking questions is to learn. Questioning is to try to challenge everything under the sun. So that's an important difference. And again, things that we are always here to help our clients with. When we get done with the kind of the last step in the process and we're at that discovery day, the franchise, sometimes day of, but usually it's within a day or two afterwards, they want to meet, right? You have had an opportunity to meet. It's why sometimes franchises call it meet the team day or a discovery day, but you're meeting pretty much everybody within their organization. And feedback from all sides of the organization, do the marketing people trust that you're going to follow the marketing plan? To the operations team. And if you talk about somebody you need to win over in that process, make it operations, because they're the ones that have to deal with your ass once you become a franchise owner. And if they're not comfortable with you and being somebody they want to deal with, they're going to be very vocal when everybody's going around the room and going, hey, do we want to approve Tim as a franchise owner? Yes or no? Right. And we want enthusiastic yeses around the table from that franchise. At the same time, we're probably having conversations. You're talking to, spouse, family members, partners, whatever, whoever is kind of in your corner with this, and then certainly talking to the franchise team about what's your experience. Is this the person? Franchise agreements are typically 10-year agreements, right? So sometimes 7, sometimes 12, but on average they're 10. Now that doesn't mean you have to own it 10 and only 10 years at any point. And again, we've got a podcast about exit strategies. You can sell, you could pass it on to your family at any point before then or after, but the agreement is typically set up for 10 years, right? So is this the business and these the people you want to be partnered with for the next 10 years, right? And it's either a heck yes, or at that point, it's a no. And again, no different, back to my cheesy dating analogy, right? We're about to put a ring on it. Is this the person, right? You need to be, are there going to be a little nerves and some butterflies? Sure. But when you go to bed at night, are you feeling like you want to wake up the next day and already have that person, or in this case, that franchise? It's really that kind of gut feel with it. And that is on so much of what we talk about, is helping our clients navigate that journey to find that perfect match. But sometimes outwardly, but also behind the scenes, our fran coach team, we're now working with that franchise and talking to them. Hey, so, we sent over Tim to you. How's everything going? Right. And oh my gosh, he's fantastic. We love him. We're very excited. Think he'd be a fantastic owner. Or it's something else, right? And again, if we use that first date analogy, right? And I had the fran coach dating team to come back and go, like, Tim, she didn't think your jokes are very funny, and she, didn't think the gray sweatpants were a good choice for a first date, whatever that might be. And again, promise I never wore those on a first date. Second date, totally fine. But we have that kind of coach in our ear, and that's where we're here to help our clients, because we want to get to the end and have you be perfectly clear and confident of which franchise is the right one for you. Vast majority of what we're going to help you with is that. And again, our process is designed to get us to that point. But that doesn't matter if you are 100% sure franchise X is the one, and franchise X is going, we can't get away from this person fast enough. So when people hear that franchises are awarded, it is really a mutual vetting process. It is designed to be a true long-term partnership between franchise owner, you, and franchisor, them, right? That's how it is. They are not bought and you are not buying it. They are not selling you on it. And again, we've got coming down the road here soon, another franchise or another podcast on kind of where the money comes from, right? Yes, you're paying a franchise fee for the rights to be that owner and all the training and the support, the marketing, the name, all of those things. Sometimes kind of along that, oh, they're selling me or I'm buying it. The assumption is that franchises are making money off the franchise fee. They really don't. Maybe a little, but that's not their moneymaker. They make money off royalties, and we'll get into this on another episode. So make sure you have subscribed and followed the Franchising 101 podcast series for that. But we'll talk about that. Royalties are very definitely designed as a win-win. The better you do as a franchise owner, the better the franchisor does, which means they need great owners that are perfect matches for them. And we're going to help find you the perfect match for you to be successful as an owner. So when you hear franchises are not sold, they're not bought, and they are awarded, that's a little bit more about what that means. And again, a little bit more about our role in helping making sure we find you the best franchise for you, what you're looking for, but also that we help make sure that franchise is going, yep, this person is the one for us as well. So that's the award process. As always, we thank you for joining another episode of the Franchising 101 podcast series. Hopefully this will help enlighten those interested in franchise ownership to some of the amazing possibilities that are out there. If you enjoyed this podcast, we hope you will subscribe and follow so you can listen to all of our episodes. And don't be shy. Leave us a review as well. We'd love to hear from you. And of course, if you'd like to learn more about potentially becoming a franchise owner to see if we can find your match and get you awarded, then click the link in your podcast window or find us online at francoach.net. There's never any fee for our service, so we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Stay safe, and we look forward to connecting very soon.
Thanks for listening to Francoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.